Welcome to Straight Talk with Cappy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Cappy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Cappy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Straight Talk with Cappy. I'm your host, Cappy Robinson Pickett. And I'm a woman with something to say. Today I'm joined by three of my guests that have been on the show before, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi there, guys. It is Nady again. I am 20 years old, and my major is in psychology, and I have a minor in creative writing.
Hey, it's Stephanie, and my major is in psychology.
Hello, Katia. I'm still 21, and I am a double major in religion and studio art.
And today I have the girls on. All three of them have been part of the Healthy Campus program that I've been involved with when I was at Florida Southern College, and the Straight Talk program, as well as volunteers for me for my Friends Together organization, which is the statewide HIV and AIDS advocacy organization I started in 2001 with my late husband, Steve. And this week we're talking about, how do you start an organization? How do you keep an organization going, even when there's change? And this isn't just for college campuses or high school campuses. This is community organizations and church organizations, because oftentimes we see them ebb and flow. They get started and everybody's gung-ho and things are going great. And then, well, time happens and distractions happen and volunteers fall off and all those good things. And how do you keep an organization surviving that? Friends Together started in 2001, and when we started Friends Together, it was myself, my late husband Steve, and Sean, who was on the board of directors with us. And really, we were a three-person show that started recruiting volunteers and making our camps for our programs happen for our families infected and affected with AIDS. We started with the three of us. We, at our high time, probably had about 500 volunteers. At our low time, which is now, we probably have about 50 solid core folks that are still involved with us. And I think that's the fate of many organizations. People, even when an organization is doing well and they believe in what it is, they get bored and sometimes feel like it's time to move on and do something else. We certainly have seen that on our college campuses as well, with programs, whether they're honor societies or peer education programs or just plain old clubs. And so these girls have a lot of experience in that field. So I'm going to start by asking them what Healthy Campus meant to them and their involvement in the beginning as far as getting settled into college. And then we'll talk to Stephanie a little bit about what Straight Talk has meant to her. And then we're going to talk about how we keep these programs going.
Healthy Campus Coalition has meant so much to me, more than I could probably explain in this podcast. But to sum it all up, I feel that it helped me with talking about a lot of the things that I was completely uncomfortable with talking about. And I am talking about sex, drinking, partying, all those stuff. And I may not be 100,000% comfortable with saying everything and talking about everything, but I definitely think I am very, very, very close to hitting that perfect percentage of talking about all those things. And it's all about just stepping out of your comfort zone and just realizing that it's okay to talk about these things, because how else are you supposed to learn? You know, people say it all the time, you have to ask those stupid questions, because how are you gonna know? And what you realize is that it's actually not a stupid question. A lot of people have the same questions.
That's absolutely true, Nadia. And you know, one of the things that occurred to me is, if people aren't real familiar with us, they may say, what are they talking about sex, drugs, and alcohol all about? You should know that these girls have been peer educators with Healthy Campus Coalition, which means they were taught how to go out and talk to other people. And not a just say no message either. About, we really talk about harm reduction and how to make healthy choices. And so that's been a big part of what they've done. How about you, Katia?
What Straight Talk means to me is having the best friends I do have now. I can't even really just call them just mere friends. Like I was saying, talking about last time with the social aspect and everything. I mean, just when I first got involved with Straight Talk, I hardly knew the people that were there. Only person I knew was my roommate. And I knew maybe one person here and there, but I just called them friends, if not associates. But I could say through Straight Talk, like all the friends I have now, we call it like the circle. They are my best friends. So that's what Straight Talk means to me, as well as being able to talk more openly and more securely about, you know, the different topics such as sex, alcohol, tobacco, etc. I already started talking about this in middle school doing HIV peer education, but when I got here, it was a whole nother ball game. It was a new realm of things. And through Kathy and through Straight Talk and with everybody that I'm surrounded by, I'm able to talk about that.
Do you think that Straight Talk's going to affect you as a pastor? Because I always wonder about that. I think, how has it maybe shaped the way you look at people and their differences?
Yes, it will affect me. It has already affected me because at my home church in Bradenton, I do preach on occasion, and with the people I'm around now, Lakeland is not Miami. It's a totally different atmosphere, different people. I think high school I had like the most diverse setting, but here it's, like I said, another ball game. So just my outlook on life, it will affect me about what I preach about, how I preach about it. It's not just about, you know, what is in, it never was just about what's in the Bible, but just a social and practical aspect of it. And I'm getting more of that practical aspect of it, being involved in Straight Talk and all the activities and roundtables that's involved with Straight Talk.
Awesome. Stephanie, how about you?
I think in college, it's hard for people to actually come out of their shell and make friends. And Straight Talk, if you come to one or two classes, you already have a whole room of people that you can confide in and talk to and ask these questions and come to with the questions that you do have, and they will answer them. And that's been a huge part of Straight Talk for me.
I think what's important that I really want people to get is that organizations, whether they're community organizations, church organizations, or academic organizations, are really important about shaping who we are. They're important about our self-esteem, looking at role models, and being part of a community. And whether that community is a small, intimate community or the community as a whole, groups are what establish that. And so, obviously, there's always a transition piece that goes on with organizations and that sort of thing. And I think when an organization has the ability to change people's lives, as Friends Together has so many people, as Straight Talk and Healthy Campus has, that is a huge key in keeping things moving forward. And so I know you guys were going through some transitions that since I've left Florida Southern College, and the Straight Talk program is now transitioning, and I'm leaving you as students in charge of making sure that it lasts, that it gets pushed on, not pushed on, but carried on by the next crop of students that come in. So tell us a little bit about what your plans are to make sure this vital organization continues.
I am definitely one of those people who are really into PR. And I think that's a great way to start off with trying to get people. And it's not just putting up flyers and making banners. It's actually conversing with people and having them realize that, you know, that person that just asked me to come to Straight Talk was actually pretty nice. You know, I could talk to her. That's somebody I could see myself talking with. And just encouraging people to come all the time is great, and letting them understand the atmosphere of the people that are already there. And then once they integrate into that atmosphere, they feel that they're relaxed and they can actually talk about what it is that is pressing their minds. And it is also great to have a trusting adult that somebody around the campus looks up to. And that's what Miss Kathy was for us. And she will be a little bit hard to replace, but, you know, I think we have we have somebody that's going to be really good also, and it's just going to take a little bit of time for it all to transition in, but I think we will be okay. Yeah.
So Katia, tell us how Healthy Campus and Straight Talk are going from peer organizations that have followed a work study type plan to now becoming more under the umbrella of a club.
Okay, well, because of the transition that's going on with the school, Straight Talk fall under the umbrella of this organization, Multicultural Student Council, because it consists of mainly the same members and the same people that are included in that diversity social aspect of like the college community. So it wasn't so hard as going about that as opposed to making this a new organization on its own. As far as the politics and the specifics go and the logistics. So that's how we're going about that. And it's going to be the same format, the same time. And different schools may go about this differently, but this is how we're going about this. It's most appropriate for the setting we have, the type of school we have, the numbers we have. So we feel like this will be like the best decision for us as the students and for the students that this falls as an umbrella program for the new club.
And so really what I want people to take from this is that organizations can transition and still be the same appropriate programming. And that's definitely what you guys are doing with this program. Is you're not changing the logistics. People that just come on a once in a while basis aren't even going to recognize any change, because what's changing is that big umbrella, but not what people are going to get, not where they come and how they function as a group. And so people are always a little afraid of change, you know, and I think a lot of times, particularly on campuses, whether they're high schools or colleges and churches as well, people change. The people in leadership change. They retire, they move on, those kinds of things, but there's always ways to keep those organizations vital. And for those of you that are listening that may be kind of new to our programming and may not be familiar with what Straight Talk is, I just want to tell you that it's been a weekly meeting, so to speak. We hold it at 8:00 on Thursday nights at Florida Southern College, but different campuses hopefully do this different ways, but we find it really important to have it at the same time in the same location every week. And what it is it's a safe place for students to come and talk about things that are facing them as a college community, as young adults. So it may be relationship issues, it may be drugs or alcohol, it may be just grief issues or tragedy issues. Certainly this year when the Haiti crisis happened, we had a night just about that where people could come and talk about how do you handle tragedy on a large scale, even if it doesn't affect you directly as a person, it affects us as humanity. And this is a program that we started here, but we want to see people duplicate in their churches. We want to see them duplicated in their communities. It is not got to be a program that's only offered on a college campus. All it is a bunch of volunteers who care enough to make a safe place for people to be able to come in and share their thoughts and their ideas. So we hope that maybe some of you are interested in that. And if you're interested in starting something like this in your area, you can definitely shoot me an email or you can contact me some other way. And you can reach me at any time on
Twitter, and it is called Straight Talk Pod.
StraightTalkWithKathy@gmail.com
or www.StraightTalkWithKathy.com.
So I hope you'll send me any questions and ideas that you may have. And until next week,
be the boss of your brain.